Good morning, and welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts at 8:30. I'm Brent Spencer, Creighton University English professor and author, most recently of the crime thriller The Last of Her. Most of the time, I review newly published books, but today I want to recommend a somewhat older book, a book actually that was published over 400 years ago. Okay, now, I'm about to say a name that sends a lot of people scurrying for the hills, a name that outscares anything written by Stephen King, and that name belongs to the hardest working man in show business. That's right, put your hands together for Big Bill Shakespeare. Wait, now, come back and set up those chairs you knocked over. I'm not talking about just any work by Shakespeare. I'm talking about what many believe is his best play, The Tragedy of King Lear. I can hear some of you saying you don't understand the guy. What's with all those fancy words? But let me ask you a question. You don't understand half the things your grandparents say either, but you don't kick them to the curb, am I right? To be honest, I've always loved King Lear, but I've had a chance to do a deep dive into the play recently, and I'm knocked out by this towering drama, which takes us from moments of great tenderness to moments of sheer horror to moments of belly-bouncing laughter. And the play has so much to teach us. From one perspective, it's a play about parenting, about the clash between generations. From another perspective, it's a play about the failure of leadership. And from another, about how we come to know ourselves. And from yet another, the limits and responsibilities of power, and so much more. You probably know at least the basic outline of the story. A king decides to divide up his kingdom among his three daughters as long as they profess their love for him. Two of the daughters swear up and down that they love him more than anything on earth. But one, the youngest, Cordelia, says she loves him just as much as a daughter should. Not what Dad was expecting to hear. So he banishes her from the kingdom, which brings on changes that rival the upside-down world in Stranger Things, complete with a magnificent storm, characters who may or may not be as crazy as they seem, and the foul fiend. Have I convinced you to go out and pick up a brick-thick volume of Bill's plays and read King Lear? No? That's probably because his plays were meant to be seen in performance, not read from a thick sheaf of pages. But wait! I think I have a solution. The reason for my deep dive into King Lear is that I'm playing Gloucester in the Blue Barn Theater's production of, you guessed it, King Lear. You don't have to read the play. You can come see it in all its glory, the way Big Bill intended. The play runs from March 24th to April 16th, but hurry, tickets are going fast. To find out more, go to bluebarn.org. Now, if you'll excuse me, the Duke of Cornwall and his wife Regan have a bone to pick with me. To be honest, for some reason, we've had a little trouble seeing eye to eye lately, but I think together we can pluck out the mystery. Wish me luck. This has been Brent Spencer with Between Two Covers for Arts at 8:30 on Classical 90.7 KVNO.